This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Beth. Smell-o-vision, a television which allows you to smell things as well as see them, and a miracle pill which cures all diseases. These predictions for the future were made in the 1930s, but so far they haven't come true.
Making predictions for the future isn't easy. Just ask tech billionaire Elon Musk, who recently predicted that artificial intelligence will eventually mean that no one will have to work. In fact, there have been many predictions about the future of work. For example, that robots will take over most jobs and that everyone will work from home.
During COVID, one of these predictions came true. Millions were forced to work from home. So what will work be like in the future? That's what we'll be discussing in this programme. And as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary too.
But first, I have a question for you, Beth. Another idea for the future is the 4-day working week, where employees work 4 days for the same money as 5. After COVID, many British companies gave the idea a go. But out of the 60 companies taking part in a 4-day working week trial in 2023, how many said they plan to continue with a shorter work week? Was it A, 52%, B, 72%, or C, 92%?
I guess 52% of the companies plan to continue with a 4-day week.
OK, Beth, I'll reveal the answer later in the programme. Now, whatever Elon Musk thinks, as we've seen, it's difficult to make your predictions accurate. Here's Sean Lay, presenter of BBC World Service programme The Real Story, asking University of Cambridge professor Brendan Burchell what he thinks about predictions for the future of work.
Brendan Burchell, when you look at all the predictions that have been made, certainly in your working lifetime, do you kind of take some of the things that are being predicted now with a large pinch of salt?
I do. I think we have to be sceptical. I think the track record for economists and other social scientists isn't good. When we look, you know, for hundreds of years, 100 years now, people have been predicting that there'll be really quite dramatic reductions in working time, like Elon Musk has just made. And previously, those predictions, although we're heading very gradually in that direction, those predictions of very, very large changes in working time just haven't come to pass.
Sean asks if we should take predictions with a pinch of salt. To take something with a pinch of salt is an idiom meaning to doubt that what you've been told is accurate or likely to come true. For example, if your friend always lies, you take what they say with a pinch of salt.
Professor Burchell thinks predictions for the future of work have a bad track record. A track record means all the achievements or failures that someone has had in the past. When it comes to predicting the future of work, most predictions simply haven't come to pass, an old-fashioned way of saying happened or come true.
So are predictions for a future of leisure, relaxing by the pool while robots do all the work, just a dream? Let's hear from Andrew Palmer, business editor for The Economist magazine, talking to BBC World Service programme The Real Story.
I'm not a tech dystopian. I don't think that machines or AI are going to get rid of all jobs, but I do worry about a sequencing risk. So there will be some disruption from AI. Some jobs, some professions are at risk. And although economists like to say new jobs will crop up, they won't necessarily be aligned at the same time. There won't be coordination.
Andrew is not a dystopian, someone who imagines a nightmarish future of suffering and injustice. He doesn't think AI will get rid of all jobs. To get rid of something means to remove it because you no longer want it.
Andrew predicts that AI will replace some jobs and those workers will need support. But he also thinks new jobs will crop up. They will appear unexpectedly. And that's exactly the problem. The future is hard to predict because it's so unexpected. Anyway, I reckon a shorter working week is something we can all agree on, right, Neil?
Absolutely. I think it's time to reveal the answer to my question about the 60 companies trying out a shorter working week in 2023. I asked how many of them plan to continue a four-day week at the end of the trials.
And I guessed 52%, so was I right?
That was the wrong answer, I'm afraid, Beth. Actually, a whopping 92% of the companies plan on keeping a four-day week because it was so popular with bosses as well as workers. Right, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned from this programme, starting with the idiom, take it with a pinch of salt, meaning don't completely believe what you are told is true.
A track record means the achievements or failures of someone's past performance.
Come to pass is an old-fashioned way of saying take place or happen.
A dystopian is someone who foresees a nightmarish future where there's great suffering and injustice in society.
If you get rid of something, you remove something that you no longer want.
And finally, if something crops up, it appears or happens unexpectedly. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Join us again soon for more trending topics and useful vocabulary here at 6 Minute English. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Thanks for listening to this programme from BBC Learning English. If you need to use English for work, we have a new series that can help. In Office English, Phil and Pippa talk about the phrases that can help you speak better at work. To find out more, head to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.